Dictation for Jennifer, Jennifer, Makojak, Mackow, as in Victor, JAK, May 28, 1984. I discussed with Jennifer on the phone about her primarily calcium phosphate stones, 100% in one analysis, another one with 90% and 10% of apparently calcium oxalate. She has done a 24-hour urine collection in July with good volume of 3 liters. Urine calcium was mild elevated at 306 for a goal of 250 or less. She has consistently high pH in the urine, around 6.2 and 6.7. Normal levels of oxalate, normal levels of citrate. She has normal acid base. Normal kidney function. We repeat a urine pH in the morning before eating, overnight fasting, and remains high at 6.9. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. There has been redo PTH back to normal with normal nuclear medicine scan for the parathyroid gland. With normal electrolyte and acid base and normal serum calcium. There are discussions if to try thiazide because of the high level of calcium in the urine. My concern is that her stone analysis is primarily calcium phosphate. Given the elevated pH in the urine, appears to me as incomplete distal renal tubular acidosis. We discussed we could do an 8-hour test with the use of fludrocortisone and Lasix to document further this. It's a simple procedure but takes 8 hours with urinary collection in an hourly basis to show the inability of the kidneys to acidify the urine below pH of 5.3. Given that citrate is normal and she has a good volume, I will continue present regimen, minimizing animal protein and salt intake in the diet. She's already doing surveillance imaging every 6 months with urology Dr. Liu, LIU, which we will continue. Only to discuss at length, end of dictation.